Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
And we're back. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's a morning show. Thank you for being here and happy Friday to you. Even if you hate Fridays, like some of you do, don't worry. We got your texts.
Not anymore.
Oh, wait. I thought you unblocked everybody.
Oh, everybody's unblocked, but I don't think that person.
Maybe they don't know that they've been unblocked.
415-562. I still remember you.
You wet blanket, you.
All right, let's do some trash. Let's have us a Friday. There's a new Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello duet. And I guess there's a video, too. And the song is called Senorita.
I think Jane debuted it or something last night,
exactly.
Didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are going to play it at 8 a.m. So, you know, we'll mention it. Oh, you just heard the new song.
It's pretty.
Let's see. Putting your show. Oh, so Jane wrote us because she loves us. Let's see. It's not.
Why are you making the kissy sound again?
I'm kissing her ass right now, and she's kissing ours. It's not a world premiere, but it's so good. I'm putting in your show tomorrow in addition to the other times. So I guess that they play Lovers, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello do in this song that they're doing. I'm not sure whose song it is, just the two of them. Like, will it be
I think
on
it's
one?
His song.
So it'll be on his album?
Yeah.
If it's
I think.
On.
That's what I believe.
Like, that matters anymore? Yeah.
She's good. I mean, you probably don't care what I think about pop music, but...
Sure
because of what I normally listen to.
No, listen, I care way more about what you think about pop music than you do about Slipknot.
But Camila Cabello's good. That first album that she put out is good.
Yeah, you've said that you guys rock out
I
to
got
that
it
at
for
home.
My kid, and we listened to the, you know, I've been trying to tell her, you buy their record. Mm. She made her whole record for you. Let's listen to that.
That's nice. You're the holdout, man.
I know, I guess so. But anyway, it's good.
Yeah.
She's really, I hope she makes it.
Has this crossed your path at all in the last couple weeks? This is the dumbest story, and I'm just going to get it out of the way right now and give you everything I've got on it. Because from the first day that I saw this, the first thing I saw was a tweet from, I think it's a tweet. This is Justin Bieber. He says, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared. Spelled wrong, your. And you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? At Dana White? So this is what he tweets. This was not this week, maybe middle of last week.
Yeah.
I never saw that, but if this is going where I think it's going, then I now am aware of it because of someone else I follow.
Oh.
Go on.
Who else do you follow?
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. I'm back. Who else do you follow that you got a clue about this from?
Well, I don't know. So Steve-O is who I follow. Is that where this is headed?
No, it isn't.
Okay, so...
Maybe he... But you know what? It's everywhere.
So the story that I saw yesterday on Steve-O's from Jackass, if you don't know who that is, Steve-O on his Instagram, and I didn't even click on the listen to it, so I only saw it.
Uh-huh.
But it's him with Dana White doing an interview.
Oh.
And he is saying... He'll fight Bieber.
Oh.
And he's got Dana White right there in the seat next
that
to him.
That Steve-O would fight
Bieber?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know
I would rather fight Tom Cruise than Steve-O.
Yeah.
If I'm Justin Bieber, I go, no, I challenged Tom Cruise. I did not challenge Steve-O. That dude is a madman.
Yeah.
Right. No, he is. You're correct.
And
he
seems
to
be
able
to...
He probably has cucka on him. I mean,
well,
he's constantly got poop and...
He can take a punch.
His threshold for pain is
inhuman.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
He'll have one arm dangling. The other arm's just completely gone. His face is half cut off, and he's still coming at you.
Right. So I didn't
laughing.
Know. I didn't know why he was doing that or how Bieber got into the conversation. Uh-huh. So I just kept flipping because, you know.
Well, now I'm going to tell you the whole story.
Okay.
So a week and a half or so ago, Justin Bieber puts out that stupid tweet, and it's gained some traction, unfortunately. Actually, maybe fortunately. Maybe this is great. I suppose if this was ever a pay-per-view event, I would, in fact, pay to see this. So TMZ has been all over this, of course, because it's been a slow news week. And they may have uncovered more, quote, evidence that this Justin Bieber-Tom Cruise fight is no joke. Dana White, earlier this week, he's the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship. I don't know what the UFC stands for. Do you know? Ultimate Fighting Conference? Ultimate Fighting Committee?
It doesn't matter. UFC is widely known, so he is the president.
Yeah, championship.
Ultimate Fighting Championship, yeah.
All right. That seems like that would be once a year, but anyway, Dana White says he talked to some, quote, real guys about the fight, which I'm like, really? What real guys? There's real guys. Everywhere I look, there's a real guy. People are real. So turns out these real guys are Ari Emanuel, who is what Ari Gold is based on in Entourage.
Oh, okay.
He's like the super agent.
Uh-huh.
And Scooter Braun, who is also a big agent now. I mean, I don't know if he came up with Justin Bieber, but he manages a ton of people.
I thought that was
now.
Bieber's dad.
No.
Just his agent, yeah.
It's his agent.
Oh, okay.
He's not much older than, I want to say the dude's like in his mid-30s.
He's 38.
Oh, okay. So I think he sort of came into prominence for managing
Justin
Bieber.
They're calling him an American entrepreneur, record executive, talent manager, investor, media proprietor, and business magnate.
Right. He's the sane one in the Bieber-Braun relationship. So Ari Emanuel is the CEO of William Morris Endeavor, which owns the UFC. And apparently he knows Tom Cruise, which isn't a stretch. I mean, you know, that the Ari Emanuel that's portrayed on Entourage is completely connected and manages tons of people and an agent for tons of people. And then Scooter Braun is Bieber's manager and many other people as well. So there's a source that says they had a conference call as long ago as last Friday. Like as soon as Justin Bieber made this challenge, they were all on the phone together. And Emanuel said he wanted the fight to happen. And Scooter said Justin would be willing to do it. And Emanuel also said he strongly believed that Cruz would be into it. So that's what TMZ is going with today. I can't imagine that Tom Cruise wants to do this. But what do I know?
Here's the thing. This is just my opinion. What I've seen of Tom Cruise is that dude trains to
achieve. Oh, Justin does not have a prayer.
Incredible things. The feats of strength that guy shows.
Right.
When doing his own stunts in films. He's not someone I would want to mess
Absolutely
with.
Absolutely not.
He's not huge.
No. Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I mean, I guess that's where Bieber's getting a false sense of security, but my money's on Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
100%.
Kicking the hell out of Bieber.
Like, I might even make a bet on this. I'm so sure Tom Cruise would. I mean, Justin is just a scrawny punk.
That's probably never been in a fight.
Right.
He may have, but that's still not something.
He was surrounded by security guards the whole day. I think he did throw a punch at someone. Remember that? He like threw a punch at someone, and the guy tried to get back at him, and the guards just closed in front of him. Like there was no way anyone was laying a finger on Justin. So he thinks he's been in fights because he landed one punch one time.
Justin is 5'9". Tom is 5'7".
Yeah.
I still got Tom
Cruise
all the way.
All the way.
I would let Justin bring his best friend and still Tom Cruise is winning. Right. You know, this UFC thing as it's come along, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Cruise, if he puts his energy into it.
Oh, you can see him going mad bull too. Like he would be entirely focused and logical coming into it. And this kid lands one punch on him and he just goes,
well,
and just turns into a killing robot.
I just think it's the if you watch him ride a motorcycle, he's trained. He's learned how to ride a bike like a stuntman.
He doesn't do anything halfway.
Yeah, I'm not doing this on a trailer, guys. I'm going to go take classes for 6 months and I'll meet you back here on the set
and I'll blow your mind.
Yeah. And so, but I think this UFC thing has turned out more fighting machines than the world needs. Like,
agreed. I don't think we need this level of aggro.
I've been
in the
to some live fights. It's insane. The
it's
testosterone.
So
that's. It's like, you know, when you go to football games, it's kind of that similarity where people are drinking. And but then this kind of event, everybody there claims or wants to fight or knows how to fight. And so they're walking around with so much testosterone. It's
looking
actually kind of scary.
Right.
You know
wow.
It is. And they know just enough to probably break your arm.
At the very
right.
least.
Well, that's the average. Right. Everybody's
and
got
mistakenly
that joint
break
locked
your neck.
Down. That's a simple one.
The arm bar.
Oh, snap! Says the guy who was at the UFC event. Amidst all the testosterone.
Oh, that's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Everybody. No, I'm sitting there
like.
You
were one of them.
I was not one of them.
You were one of them.
I was just an observer like, whoa, this is really kind of dangerous.
I am not going to step out of line in this place.
So they're working on this fight. Is that what you're saying?
Supposedly,
Vinny. Seems. So what Steve-O did on his Instagram was he went and got, I think he goes to the office of Dana White, gets him in his car, which. And again, I didn't listen to it. I should go back and listen to it. But he apparently has his van set up to do podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So the mic is coming off the side passenger window in front of Dana White and off the steering wheel in front of him. I didn't hear it, but I'm reading it. And he's saying, I want to I'll take you on. And here's Dana White saying he'll put the fight on.
Oh my
and
God.
It's for his... Him and his wife want to have a animal
rescue or something.
What does John Stewart have?
Yeah,
like a sanctuary.
Like
a sanctuary is the word. Mm-hmm. He wants to have an animal sanctuary, and he's going to do the fight to raise money for that. But I don't know that. I think Bieber's probably over there going.
Yeah, no, you seem like a crazy person.
I don't
want to fight a crazy person. I want to fight Tom Cruise.
Although knowing Steve-O, he might even be like, "Dude, I'll let you win."
Right. Let's just raise
Tom
some money.
Tom Cruise will not let you win, Bieber.
No, there's no way Tom Cruise's persona can stand a loss to Justin Bieber.
Right.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I guess that it looks like Scooter Braun just turned 38.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I just found this sort of in the pile, and I threw it in with this because it's so funny. So
look at this. Setup. That's amazing.
I know.
I love that.
As he described it, I was like, God, I could do podcasts on my way home from work. This is fantastic.
See if you can find the one with Dana White. He just posted it yesterday because I was actually I was watching the Sarah show on Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
And somewhere in the middle of that was the Steve-O bit with Dana White.
So Justin was at Scooter's birthday. And somehow someone got a hold of this, took a picture of it, and put it up on Instagram. For Scooter's birthday, Justin gave him a huge photo of himself, of Justin himself. Mm-hmm. Justin's got a beanie cap pulled low, no shirt on, his Calvin Klein sticking up a full 6 inches from his pants, which are slow slung. His hand is down his underpants, fondling his whatever he's got going on down there. And he's just covered in tattoos. He's got kind of a sexy look on his face. And the caption is, "Happy birthday, Scooter. You're welcome. I'm awesome." Here's the photo. I wonder if, I don't know if Vaughn can put photos up, but it's just, I mean, what a funny goddamn thing to get for your birthday. I'm this dude's manager. Obviously, I'm putting this up on my wall.
Yeah. Well.
You're welcome. I'm awesome.
Man, huh. Scooter's company represents everybody.
It's incredible. This dude has turned into a money machine.
Ariana Grande, Black Eyed Peas, Carly Rae Jepsen, Dan and Shay, Bieber, obviously, Kanye, Carly Kloss. It just goes, Lil Dicky.
This dude's Scooter.
Yeah.
Hey, Scooter.
You know what? I as you were telling the story, I was tripping out because I thought, we know someone who does that level of connection management.
Mm-hmm.
If only he were inspired to make money, he would be a... Hooman could do this full-time.
Oh, my God. He's a great advocate for people, too.
Never stops managing his schedule. He's constantly...
And attempting to manage the people around him.
Circling back to talk. Oh, I haven't met. I haven't lunched.
Well, he
if
also needs to have like a contract law degree. If only we're inspired to go back to school for that.
Do you think Scooter has that?
I don't know.
And I bet he doesn't. I bet he's one of those dudes who's just super business savvy.
And turns
it
over to lawyers.
So many years of, you know, all these companies that he's been with.
Yeah, along the way you find, look, I'd never represent myself, but I've learned a lot in the process of having an agent. And
it's hard to advocate for yourself, which is why we have agents.
It's tough, yeah.
You know, they go, we're giving you, going to pay you half. Okay, thanks for keeping me. You need someone who goes in there and fights like a tiger for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to squeeze one more in here because really I didn't intend to spend the whole break on Scooter Braun and Justin Bieber. Lindsay Lohan. The beach club's over. So, in fact, there were some pictures.
Yeah, that thing is a piece of poo.
They have ripped down all the cabanas. Mm. There was a big sign out front, and it was one of those things where they had, I'm not sure if it's like a lattice or something. Have you seen these? It's called a succulent wall, where it's upright, big, mm-hmm. and there's some kind of structure behind it where succulents are planted and they grow through the front of it. So eventually, they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. They grow through the front and sort of surround the letters, which are
I'm
suspended.
Against that completely.
Will you stop it?
That's I am against
you know
that
what? We need to get
completely.
One of those in your backyard.
No.
I bet you Christina
I'm
going to
tell you all of these things that you do where you're growing stuff intertwined and then you got to replace the fence and you go, I got to pull all this stuff down. I'm going to have to kill all this stuff because of the way it's worked itself through every little thing. Yeah, it's neat until you got to paint that
make
that
it,
wood
make
fence.
It a standalone.
Anyway. Steve-O and Dana talking.
You do? All right, great. Let's just forget this.
I've gone through it already.
I'll hit that later.
I think he's destroyed his vocal cords.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like
it. Like they're made out of tinfoil.
Is he a sober guy?
He is now, apparently.
Did
we just say like 10 years the other day? Did we say that?
I believe he is. I really do. But that's always.
Is he a smoker?
I think he's done physical damage to himself. Right.
Here's
smoking.
My latest stunt is I'm going to swallow some acid and see how that goes.
Supposedly exactly. 10 years coming up on 11 years sober.
Oh, good for him.
But yeah,
well, the
that
damage
sounds
is done.
Bad, huh?
It sounds like he's squeezing
Earlier in
it
the
out
conversation,
through a
can. Though, they talk about Justin Bieber, and apparently he trains all the time with Mayweather. Like
Bieber does.
Bieber does. Bieber does.
Oh, I, you
so
know,
he's training with a professional champion boxer. You know,
I still got Tom Cruise, but
just on sheer body mass.
That's what I was saying about the training. Now you've got people who, like the dude from down the street, could probably beat a house up. You know, I mean, they're all training in these like multi-faceted fighting techniques, and you're like, you don't want to bump into anybody in a bar these days.
No. Mm.
That guy where
Let's
you're
just
like,
stay out of bars, Vinny.
You looking at me? And then
I'm not looking at you. Yes, I was looking at your giant muscles. You're amazing.
Not to
How'd you get so strong?
A weapon they probably have on them.
No doubt. Ugh. The world is scary. Mm-hmm. What's coming up
no
in the world?
Idea.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. This weekend, because the weekend is basically here, we have your passport to summer with free rides at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Check out free Friday night bands on the beach, warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. Listen, all weekend, noon to 5. I know, it sounds good, right?
Did you go on rides, Vin, when you guys went? Or just played games?
She went on a bunch of the little kiddie rides.
Yeah.
She's super not into anything too scary. The one we rode together was the one that it's a little car thing that
it whips you around.
It whips the turns.
Oh my God, my kids loved that when they were little. We would just go through it and get right back in the line.
We were both so loud and laughing, and I posted the selfies.
Yeah.
And the pictures of the stuffed animal she won. Or
yes,
the thing,
yeah.
That was us on that ride.
Oh my God.
And we were zinging around, and of course, the picture's just of the animal because it's gigantic.
A little bit of her hair in your face.
Right. That was, we were on that ride.
Yeah, that's a good ride, actually.
And
it's just enough like excitement and then like some calm down time.
Right. And I put all this energy into talking her into taking the gondola or whatever that.
Yeah, sure.
And we get it there, and she's not tall enough. And I'm like, oh.
You know
I'm
what,
like,
though?
You want to try and see if they'll let you? And she's like, no.
Yeah. Nope, you already just talked me into it. That thing is scary. Like, I went on there with little kids, and it's scary. You know, they're...
It just rides across the sky.
Yeah, but they're, you know, kids. They don't sit still for long.
Hmm.
And it's tough when they're, you know... All it would take is one false move.
And you're, oh, for crying out loud. Well,
it's all it would... Listen!
One false move.
I actually was really anxious when I was on that with my kid. Like, and I kept looking back. John's in the one behind us with the other kid. I'm like, oh my God, what are we thinking?
Jesus.
Bad parenting.
Why would we do this?
Just sit there.
All right. So anyway, listen, that's perfectly safe. And it's at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Oh, crunch.
And the World California side. Boardwalk.
So listen all weekend, noon to five, for your chance to score a 4-pack of passes. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is open daily.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oops. Place is great.
Yeah, it is. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, we love that vodka. Distilled right here in the Bay Area. I believe it's...
There's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, Blue Wazoozy. Tahoe Blue Vodka's waiting
I'm
for
coming.
You. What's it called?
Tahoe Blue, the Bluesy Uzzetti. What did we call it?
Blueberry Uzzetti.
Oh, the Tahoe Blue. Brent always remembers the name of the drinks.
I do.
I just drink them.
So I help edit the commercial.
I'm drinking to forget the name.
Back to you, Vin.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It's all good.
Right.
Oh, we went off.
All right.
Welcome back.
So we'll begin with PG&E.
Oh, my favorite.
I don't know how you feel about PG&E. I think
I'm not thrilled with them.
Right, but I think we also take our power for granted.
We do.
I don't believe they did the job as we would have wanted them to.
Yep.
Meaning?
They burned down California.
Well, I don't
so it
think
it would have been great if there was some maintenance
happening.
It'd
be nice. I think that in general, you want companies to reinvest in themselves as opposed to saying, look at these profits.
Let's give bonuses to all our executives.
So it's tough. I mean, I know that business, you're competing for talent. There's a lot going on there.
Sure.
I'm not trying to excuse anybody. I just understand if you're trying to keep talent, you have to give them pay based on what they could go get somewhere else. Otherwise, they're going to leave. So I understand some of that stuff. But here's where we find ourselves.
Mm.
When weather conditions warrant it, this fire season, PG&E could shut off power to large areas of California for up to 5 days at a time. They are warning you now to prepare to lose power. They expect more like 48 hours. That's reasonable. But they want you to be prepared for 5 days without power.
I got to get solar, and I got to get those battery backups ASAP.
Like, I'm thinking about my freezer.
I know.
All my food.
Well, sure. Nope. It'll be basically throwing away all your food. You got no internet access. You're going to have to, you know,
would
play cards by candlelight. Yeah.
Yeah, generator works.
Generator works, but they're polluters.
You guys have electric cars.
I do have an electric.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I'd be screwed. Mm. I'd have to charge it here. Mm.
David Hotchkiss is the senior public safety specialist for PG&E, a new employee with them. And he said, we as a company, as a state, as communities, cannot afford another mega fire like Camp Fire. Mm-hmm. That fire killed 85 people and burned 14,000 homes. So.
Incredible numbers. Yes.
Public safety power shutoffs are a tool we will use going forward, hoping to minimize new fire starts.
Right. Well, and you see some of these neighborhoods, and they look like any neighborhood.
Yep.
And when you see that it can happen in a place like that, and I always think about the Coffee Park area of Santa Rosa, but the Camp Fire was not much different than that. I mean, these are just their neighborhoods, and they're
our friends, your friends, family,
just devastated.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go on in the story to say we're in the business of keeping the power on, but we're also not in the business of we won't be in business if we continue to get sued for fires that take place in California. So that's something to get ready for, power shutoffs.
And there's a second part of the story. I don't know if you're going to do it regarding PG&E. The news is reporting, Sarah touched on it, that they're, you know, $10.9 million in bonuses is what PG&E is trying to give its executives. There's a big protest going on today here down the street
right now
at the PG&E headquarters. And they're placing, you mentioned 85 deaths. They're placing 85 pairs of shoes around the headquarters to represent the folks that were killed.
That died.
I absolutely agree with them. How could you say
really?
Anything
Someone's getting
else?
Rewarded for this past year that you guys have had? Really?
Santa Cruz County is urged to be prepared for blackouts as well. Mm. And in this story, Mill Valley residents should expect change.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Culture change may come for Mill Valley residents as city's fire plan bans landscaping.
What does that mean?
They plan to ask people to get stuff away from their house.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 2 feet away. Mm-hmm. Did you have to do that in your landscaping plans?
You mean that you can't have plants at the base of your house? Oh, I'm trying to think if I have any. I guess a hedge does adjoin my house in one spot.
The city of Mill Valley is considering an aggressive plan to protect homes in a wildfire that would ban a lot of residential landscaping. And there's already pushback from the community, causing the city council to try and figure out how to soften the blow.
Mm. Well, I mean, we They're do try saying, to keep our trees limbed back from it, because I wouldn't want just a wind to blow a big tree limb off.
Under the plan, all vegetation within 3 feet of a home would have to be removed and replaced with hardscape, like stone or gravel.
Mm. Wow. Damn.
Also, a number of highly flammable plants may be banned, including juniper, acacia, cypress, and bamboo.
Oh, boy.
I
have quite a large
it's
bamboo
It's so funny
patch.
They have
I was
Do you know
that.
Gina and Bill Seaborg?
I do not know.
Oh, well,
the
they're
Seaborgs,
residents.
Are they?
I'm sure they're voters in your community.
Yeah.
You as the mayor must be concerned.
Yeah, my constituents.
The beautiful greenery. That's what Mill Valley's all about.
Yeah.
So I think they have to go back to the drawing board. I'm just hoping they don't pass it, says Bill, or enforce it.
Right.
Right.
One or the other. Go ahead and pass it.
So I love at the end here, the city council leaves off with, make no mistake, change is coming.
Thanks, Gavin.
Homes are going to look a lot different than they do now.
Oh, that sounds great.
Mill Valley.
I'm not going to think about that.
Band together, lock arms, and say no.
Yeah, we're going to. We like our trees.
I meant to do this story yesterday because I did mention it and I didn't get around to it. So the flying saddle is a new way to herd more people onto planes for less money. The flying saddle is this seat right here. It's not the best picture because if you look it up online, there's even a picture of a guy in the seat. It's like a motorcycle seat. So it's cushioned.
Wow.
But you are, you're two ticks away from standing.
Two ticks.
Yeah, you're basically leaning. This is taller than a normal seat, or so it appears. And it's a chair with cutaways. It looks like an enormous bicycle seat.
Oh, that's the picture that I... So you're not standing, but you are...
You're leaning, basically.
Yeah. Now, the idea behind it is they can get more people on a plane and charge less. So if you want...
Yeah, I'm sure they'll charge less.
Save a little money on your flight to Paris from here?
You know, flying to Paris in that seat might be the death of me.
Right.
But flying to L.A. or Vegas, I could do that for an hour. It doesn't look like the end of the world, although obviously it is.
No, I agree with you, though. For the little puddle jumpers or the little...
Sure, little commuter jets and...
Things that we do. I mean, if you could get
anything
a seat
over
for...
2 hours, though, would be... That'd be tough. That's a hard way to... Although, I will say this. You will be almost standing anyway, so it won't be like a big deal to get up out of your seat to go to the bathroom. I don't know. You don't have a lap, though, in this scenario, so
no.
You're not going to have your laptop.
No. No, your legs are not up enough.
It looks like you do have a tray, though.
Oh, small. Like out
do
in front
you?
Of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's pretty tight, isn't it?
They kept the tray
super
in.
Super tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is.
Well, my question is, too, will this do away with overhead bins? You seem like, you duck when you can't really stand up full height underneath those. And not that the people are standing full height, but you're really, I don't know, maybe that's like a...
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to bend your head forward. Bend your head forward a little more. Up, there you go. Perfect.
You got it. You
fit
it.
Fine. That's what you paid for. Have a good day.
You're in.
Yeah.
Chin to your chest. Everybody's
right. There you go.
And I wonder if you're very short, if they can actually lower those a little bit. I would think that someone, I don't know how tall those are, but a four foot 11 person. A big child or a small adult is going to be sort of suspended in the air.
Right. So their taint is going to be destroyed by the time they get where they're going.
They're riding that airplane.
Right.
That is truly a saddle.
Right.
In that your feet aren't touching. They need to get you stirrups. That's funny. Oh, boy, does the world suck. On my
taint. What?
The world is not sucking on that. Stop
it. Chin down, chin down, chin down. You fit.
You're all set.
You're in.
And you are in. Please do not get out of that seat. We're not going to be able to wedge you back in there.
God, it's horrible.
Oh.
You don't have to fly. I'm sure that someone out there is going, you don't have to fly.
Yeah. Well, we
You're doing
won't
it
have
by
to
choice.
Fly with, that whole thing I was reading about these self-driving cars. People will take a 10-hour drive over a 2-hour flight.
I pass, and I know we talked about this week at some point, but I passed another car this morning from another company that I don't even recognize that had the whole apparatus on the roof and the thing on the wheel. Yep.
Driving like 10 miles.
And it's just out there mapping
per hour.
Yep.
For yet another company that's going to be involved in this new shift.
I'm looking forward to it.
I saw a robot on the street yesterday morning.
Like a humanoid robot?
About 4:15 in the morning. Going down Embarcadero, and I've definitely seen the ones on the peninsula, Vinny, where they have, they deliver food. You know, they're little short
ones. You're kidding me. You've seen those?
Oh, yeah.
I thought those were just legends.
No, in Redwood City. I see them.
They roll down the street, and no one abducts them and takes the food.
Well, not that I know of. But this robot.
Homeless people alert. There's robots filled with food.
I didn't know. This definitely wasn't a food robot, and it was probably
chest height.
Just rolling down the street on Embarcadero across from, what's it called now? Oracle Park.
Okay.
Right.
So it wasn't a food, but I just was watching it. I was like, what is that? I thought my eyes were playing tricks. And then I was like,
Just a bot delivering something.
I don't know.
Poor bike
messengers.
What's
it delivering at 4:15 in the morning?
Paperwork.
It's the weirdest thing.
That is crazy. Maybe they're just testing it out, and that's why they're rolling it
maybe.
In the dark clock hours.
I mean, I've been seeing those cars too, Vinny, constantly.
It is incredible what's coming.
Yeah.
Although I will say, if PG&E cuts our power, we're totally screwed. My pizza's going to get cold in that robot.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. That car doesn't drive itself yet.
Someday, though. Pretty soon. Before you know it.
510 says, good morning, Alice family. I'm with Yuzi. Sarah's happiness at being with her family is totally effervescent.
Aww.
It makes me happy for her. Have a great weekend, guys. Love you all.
So great, Sarah.
Yay. I know. I'm super psyched. We had such a funny, fun day yesterday.
Mm. Nice.
We're just laughing our asses
off. Yeah, as you should.
Yeah. It's nice. You need that once in a while.
Yep.
Yo, what the F? Can we discuss the gun Sarah just showed off to the looking glass when
she took
off that jacket?
What are you talking about? They're just regular arms.
Who knew she was hiding that?
I'm not hiding it. It's not.
It's all this gardening you're doing. Look at that. Yeah, I have flab. You have muscle.
Here we go. Hold on. Let me put on a little gun
there
show.
There you go.
Yeah, look at that.
It's, you know what it is? It's riveting. Riveting is hard work. Like crushing down not like Rosie the Riveter. But I do a lot of hardware work, and it's I break a sweat.
Toning.
Doing it. It's crazy.
Working.
Yeah.
Woo!
She's a riveter. She knows how to pound.
Pound town.
I go to pound town almost every day.
I thought the person who wanted to fight Justin Bieber was Whoopi Goldberg. He sounds just like her.
That's funny.
You know, I haven't heard him in a long time, but something's happened to his vocal cords.
Well, and it could be the quality of the mic, too, that's exacerbating it, because it sounted tinny.
Do you like, have it right
like
there,
Brandon? His voice is just like,
but he's
really
straining to get words out.
Strained, like through tinfoil.
Dana White has the same mic, so it's clear that, you know, it's picking it up.
Let's hear a little
there,
of that.
There it is.
That's a call his little bitch ass out.
They're using
it
the same mic.
Like
I think it's an exciting fight.
Dang.
I'm just trying to get some words out here. Can you hear me?
It actually hurts to do.
I know those guys made millions for those movies, but they probably
paid the price.
When they get together, have conversations about the after effects of the Jackass days.
What's the worst thing you're suffering with right now?
Hey, people are telling us what that bot is. Use. It's a security bot recording their surroundings. Kaiser hospitals have them. Another one said, yeah, robot is security. Robot recording stuff.
Does it have a gun? Oh, Jesus. We are a minute away from RoboCop.
Yeah,
this is not good.
All right.
RoboCop guy's out of control. All right. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.